What's going on, y'all? This is Jerome Smith, also known as JS, aka The Best. And welcome back to my favorite day of the week, Sync Music Mondays. Yes, and let me introduce to you all my co-host, my man, Kyle Hunter, also known as K-Sparks. What's good, man?
What's up, Jay? What's good, bro, man? You know what it is, man. Favorite day of the week, man. Sync Music Mondays.
Yes, gotta, you know, get to that money. That moolah.
That's it. What Wayne say? Young moolah, baby.
Yeah. So now, what we gonna do? We gonna drop some gems, so, you know, a little food for thought. What is today's word of the day?
So today's word of the day, I know what it is. Sync Music Mondays, y'all know what it's hitting for, man. You know, we love to just motivate y'all, because it's not just about the music. We take a holistic approach, so mind, body, and soul, the Trinity. You got to get your spirit right, your mind right. So here's a little gem to help y'all, right? And the quote says, y'all gonna see it up on the screen. Life hack: use the weekend to build the life you want instead of trying to escape the life you have. All right? I'll say it again. Life hack: use the weekend to build the life you want instead of trying to escape the life that you have. You know, my man, Storm Leroy, shout out to Storm. Yeah, me and Jay, we did a theme song for him, man. And, you know, his deal was, Storm used to work for Verizon. That was his 9-to-5. He hated his job, but then he changed his mentality. And his mentality became, your job is your first business partner. So every day when he went to work, he went in there with the mentality that this is not forever. This is just a transitional period for me. And what he did was he used his job as his first business partner. So he was able to buy property, started purchasing property out of state, real estate, all these different things. And he became a multimillionaire. So when he went into work for his last day, he went on live and was like, hey, this is my last day. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, now, they were just on the Breakfast Club. Him, shout out to him, Ash Cash, and the other business partner. And they just pulled down $7 million in an initial drop, I believe in one day, actually, for a business venture that they did. So I say all that to say is, like, you know, a lot of times people look forward to the weekend because Monday through Friday, they're so tired of their job, right? And they look at it like, oh, I'm glad it's Friday. TGIF, thank God it's Friday, right? But, you know, that's a defeatist mentality, and we got to rework our thinking, because it's like, nah, thank God every day, right? Thank God it's today, because I'm able to change my situation today. If you have the mentality where it's like, you thank God, is thank goodness it's Friday, it's like, and you're just a slave to the weekends, like, no, you know, every day should be a day that you're happy to get up, you're blessed, you're motivated, you're in good health, and use that time to get focused on your dreams, right? You know, you'll never get wealthy building someone else's dream, right? So you got to focus and tap in on yours. So that's the life hack. Always have that mentality to build your dreams. Don't run away from your responsibilities, but face them while building your dreams in the process. And that's the word of the day.
Facts. And I don't know if y'all really paid attention to me in the beginning, but I said today, Monday, is my favorite day of the week. I don't, you know, the weekend is cool, but I love what I do. So I love it when it's Monday, because, you know, sometimes, a lot of the times, I'm actually working and doing what I love to do on the weekends, and I'm waiting for the people that don't necessarily like doing what they do. I'm waiting for Monday so they can at least try to catch up to what I'm doing. So, you know, because I got to collaborate and, you know, communicate with people who don't necessarily love what they do in the world of the music business. So I'm excited that y'all can try to catch up with me. So come on, catch up. I love Mondays, because we get to the money. And speaking of getting to the money, you know, a lot of people, they've been asking me and Kyle, like, how much money do y'all make, you know, when it comes to Sync? And you know what? I'm going to go first. So it really varies. So there's been plenty of situations, especially in the beginning of my career. My placements, okay, for one, I'll give you all a little bit of backstory. One of the very first publishing situations that I did was with a company called Getty Music at the time. I don't know if they're still around. I think they might have merged. I don't know. But this was one of the first ones that I did. And I had gotten a lot of placements with them, but it was so all over the place. Some of the upfront fees that I've gotten with them, it might have been something as low as like $50. Some has been $500. And these have been prominent placements. Like, I've done things for like the Los Angeles Lakers, but it was how it was used that basically allowed the price point to be $50. Like, if they're basically licensing it on a royalty-free type of thing, is going to be a little bit lower. But, you know, I was just getting started, so it wasn't that bad of a deal because, you know, I got a little bit of money in my pocket. Just use that, flip it, reinvest. And guess what? I got a nice little credit. Hey, I did music for the Los Angeles Lakers. So I used that credit, and I used, you know, the little bit of money, maybe got some more cables, or I don't know, who knows what I did with the money, but I know I flipped it and reinvested it into my career because I knew this wasn't the end all be all. This is just a stepping stone. So as I got, you know, more money, more placements, got into different better situations, and there's been placements that I've gotten that has been upfront, $10,000. $20,000. And then on the back end, it really gets a little crazy because there's things when it comes to like getting a placement on Netflix, and they could run it 2 million times or 20 million times on Netflix. But because of the price point at like each stream, it's not even cents. So like 20 million streams might not even get you $10, just the way that they got it set up. So there's been placements like that I have on Netflix where like I'll get my BMI royalty check and it will be just one little category of, you know, the song that got placed and it says Netflix in the show and they'll say maybe $10, and next to it they'll say like 20 million streams or something crazy. And that's something that, you know, they gotta, you know, work on to get the price point up to make it make more sense, because it's a little crazy. But anyway, there's other breakdowns where I've gotten, you know, the $10, $20, but then I might get on the back end $1,500, $20,000. So it really varies on like how it's used. And especially like if I'm getting songs that's getting radio play, that has a whole different price point. So it really varies. So it can literally be, to sum it up, it can literally go from something as low as maybe $10 to hundreds of thousands of dollars. But the whole thing is you want to make sure you're making quality music and you're staying consistent and, you know, ahead of the game. Because when it comes to, especially on the back end, you know, it takes about 9 months, maybe even more, to get the money. So, and even with the upfront fees, like sometimes there's been placements that I might not get the upfront fee until months later. Like, even if it aired, I might not have gotten paid for it. So you want to make sure you're constantly putting music out so you're not waiting on that one check. It's like you have all of these things lined up to the point where it's like, I'm not waiting on one check because I know so many others are coming in. So just stay consistent, make quality music.
Facts, 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 Jay. That's real talk. You know, yeah, same here, man. Like, you know, when I first started, I remember getting checks, you know, it could be like $500, and then they progressed. Like, you know, I've gotten some for like $25,000, and you know, some for like $15,000 and $10,000. So it varies depending upon the usage, depending upon the client, and depending upon the licensing company too, because I find that smaller boutique licensing companies, they're able to negotiate bigger rates on your behalf. Companies who, you know, they might be bigger, but they're lumping your music in with like package deals and stuff like that. The pay rates may be smaller. So the scales are definitely there. I saw something in regards to typical upfront sync fees online, just to run the gamut for you guys. You know, commercial campaigns can run anywhere from $20,000 to $150,000, depending on the budget. You know, films anywhere from $10,000 to $80,000, trailers the same, TV, you know, $500,000 to $20,000, video games could go anywhere from like 2 to 10K, theme songs, and et cetera, et cetera. So the rates vary depending upon the client and the budget. I've had clients that want custom music, so they come directly to me for a custom song. You know, I can make it easy, $10,000 real quick, just for doing something for a big client. You know what I'm saying? So, the rates definitely vary and, you know, it's there. So, you know, we just wanted to do this episode to kind of just give y'all a quick overview of the potential income that you can make. And I won't say can, cause words have power. We speak with authority that you will make and that you will succeed, right? That you will do, because that's what it is. So yeah, man, I mean, this was short and sweet, just straight to the point, man, you know, just helping you guys, you know, get it in what you got to do. And yeah, we going to keep getting to it, man.
You already know. Until next week, we appreciate y'all tuning in. We out.